First of all, this is not clickbait. I really have never, ever used any vibrator before. It's kind of funny. I am a kinky girl and just never got around to it. So here I am sharing my first time with you, and I'm first of all really nervous, and second of all, this poor adorable little eggplant emoji vibrator has the task of trying to cut through some of my anxiety as well as make me come. So I can barely do those things, so well, let's just dive in, because otherwise I'm gonna just like talk to you and just waste time and stall. So it has like 10 speeds, and I didn't even realize that a vibrator would ever need 10 speeds for any reason. But yeah, here is speed 1. Let's just dive in. Okay, this is definitely like the relaxing speed. Oh wow, okay. Why haven't I done this before? Soft. Okay, I'm still a little anxious, but definitely a lot better. I feel like usually to use like a dildo, I have to be like wet, or sometimes really wet, or I have to have like lube, and having a toy that I don't have to like prep for is kind of nice. So I can just kind of dive in and do it. Okay, I'm scared, but I guess I should press the little button again, huh? I don't want to move my hand up and down or anything. I just want to like grind against it like this. Oh, with my legs closed and just or my legs crossed. Oh, like that. Imagining doing this in public. I don't know why my first thought was like the DMV. yeah, I feel like I don't need any prep for this. I can just do it wherever, whenever. Assume this is like high. I love that. Oh, I did not think I was gonna like this much. Oh my God. When I get like really, really horny, like if foreplay goes on for a really long time, or I tease myself and like watch porn or listen to audios or something, but I don't actually like touch myself, or I just tease, you know? After a while, I'll start to kind of tear up. I don't want to call it crying because crying sounds like it's a bad thing, but I just start to like whimper and just cry a little bit. And I feel like I'm already at that point where I just need some sort of release. And maybe that release just needs to be shedding a few tears. Okay, now I'm really, really wet. Really, really afraid of what these other settings are. Okay, licking and sucking on a vibrator is actually pretty fun. Okay. Next setting. Four. Need something a little bit more consistent. It's like a pulse, and that's nice, maybe for before I started to like get me going. But I think maybe this is the purpose, to sort of get me back to the start. With my fingers in my pussy, too, it just makes me wonder what it would feel like for the guy if he was inside me, you know? If this would kind of like make his cock vibrate. Okay, five is definitely something I don't like. Something a little rougher. You know me, I like it rough. This is very. Yeah, I feel like it's definitely being too nice to me. That sounds horrible, but I mean it. Okay. That's better. Oh. Okay. Six is like random. This is definitely a setting I would use in like public, because you don't know what you're gonna get. It's like little pulses and then big pulses and then and like 10 really quick ones. I don't know. I don't know if I love it. Ooh. Okay, I like the strong ones. Oh, I wish they lasted forever. Oh, I guess that's the point though, to tease. I didn't expect that this little thing would like have a mind of its own and want to tease me. I didn't expect there to be like a sort of storyline to go from 1 to 10. Okay, gosh, what number are we on? 7. 7. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, yes. Oh my god. Okay, this one is also random, but like only the really, really strong, only the really, really strong random vibrations. None of that little crap from Fort. Which I'm not upset. I mean, it's a little cutesy vibrator. It's tiny, it's discreet, it's cute. It looks like a little eggplant emoji. It was $30. I don't expect like all of the settings to be like crazy. I figured it would be a good sort of beginner vibrator, and it definitely is. See, it's gonna make me come before I get to the end again. Okay, I really like 7. But I think we have to move on. Okay, 8. 8 seems to be just a really strong pulse, but I don't think it's constant enough. I like it a lot because it's really strong, but I don't think it's constant enough to do more than just tease. It doesn't mean I'm not having fun. I like to be teased. Who doesn't? Okay. 9. This one is faster, and I like that, but it's not as strong. Although it does feel kind of good if I move it kind of across my clit, like in time with the vibrations. Like a little duet. Oh fuck, that feels good. Oh fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Okay, we gotta go to number 10. We have to go to number 10. It feels so good. Okay, okay, okay. 10. Okay, this is like Morse code. Some of them are long and some of them are short. And some of them are fast and some of them are slow. Oh god. It's not bad. It just teases me. Oh, fuck. Okay, I have to come. Is it okay if I come, you guys? Is this... Did I not last that long? I'm sorry. I wanted to make this longer, I swear. Okay, so that's off. Now we're sad. I said I liked 2, 3. I said I basically liked... Oh, fuck. I liked the strongest one best. I think the strongest, most constant one is best. Without ever using a vibrator before, I probably could have told you that the most constant, strongest vibration was gonna be my favorite. Full disclosure, there is a mirror, a really big mirror, right across from me, and maybe watching myself contributed just a little bit to how good this feels, and how quickly I'm ready to come. I can definitely, like, really feel my fingers vibrating in my pussy. Oh, and I love it so much. Oh, I wish it was a cock. Want someone else to come play with me and come enjoy it. And come vibrate with me. I haven't been this wet in a really long time. At least I haven't been this wet, like, so easily. Shoving my fingers in my pussy and just slams the vibrator up against my clit really hard. Oh, and I really like that. Mm. squirted so much fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, everyone says that vibrators make you squirt. Oh my god, fuck, I didn't think it would actually happen. Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god, I think I can go again. Oh, I wanna squirt again. Like I have to take the vibrator away a little bit to like deny myself. Oh, is that messed up? I don't know how it is for other girls, but if I squirt, it's kind of like I had one type of orgasm, and I can usually go again for another type of orgasm. But I do kind of have to start back at the beginning. Get to the end a lot faster the next time around. God. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come so hard. Oh my god. Yes. Yes, oh my god. Dropping the vibrator right after you come is like, oh, it's such a rookie move. At least I think it is. I don't know. Oh, I've never, ever, ever, ever used a vibrator, and I've never done like a kind of toy thing with you guys, so I really hope you like this, and yeah, if you think of any other toys I would like, feel free to make suggestions. I'm kind of a newbie. Toodles.